Cattle futures softened Wednesday, and cash-fed cattle trade plodded along. To offset rising food costs, consumers are bargain hunting when grocery shopping, eating more meals at home, and cutting back on restaurant visits, according to analysts with the NPD Group and Information Resources, Inc. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of August. Cattle futures edged lower Wednesday with technical pressure and the week's higher grain futures prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 38 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents lower, except for unchanged, to an average of 45 cents higher up front. Through midday today, they are up on fading corn futures. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to slow on moderate demand, with too few transactions to trend in any region, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live sales in Nebraska at $145 a hundredweight and a few in the Western Corn Belt at $147. There were also some early dress trades in Nebraska at $232 to $233. On Tuesday, live sales in the Southern Plains were steady to a dollar higher at $142. Last week, live prices were $146 to $148.50 in Nebraska and $148 to $150 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $234. Choice box beef cutout value was 3 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $262.83 a hundredweight. Select was $1.18 lower at $237.62. Grain futures softened Wednesday, with likely profit-taking from the recent price surge. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 7 to 11 cents lower. Feeder steers sold steady to week at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma on Wednesday. Feeder heifers traded $3 to $5 lower. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold mostly $4 to $8 lower. There are 6,581 head on offer across both days. Feeder steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $6 to $10 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 2,820 head. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 900 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher. Steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold $10 to $15 higher. That heifer calves weighing 400 to 500 pounds traded $3 to $4 lower. Finally, steers and heifers weighing 900 to 950 sold mostly steady at Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, with just 1,410 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices shifted gears and closed a touch higher Wednesday, with support including higher energy prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 59 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 12 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 50 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed 80 cents to $1.52 higher through the front six contracts. While inflation is more moderate for food away from home compared to food at home, the typical away-from-home eating occasion still costs 3.4 times more than in-home food sourced from retail, according to analysts with the NPD Group and Information Resources, Inc. To offset rising food costs, they say consumers are bargain hunting when grocery shopping, eating more meals at home, and cutting back on restaurant visits. With inflation hitting 8.5% in July, it's no surprise that consumers are trading down to lower-priced options and opting for more value, especially when dining out, says K.K. Davey, president of CPG and Retail Thought Leadership, for IRI and NPD. According to David Porter Latin, Senior Vice President and Industry Advisor for Food and Food Service for the NPD Group, even with the impact of elevated grocery prices, dining out is still much more expensive than eating at home. As we head into 2023, he explains restaurant recovery will be slow and steady as traffic begins to return to pre-pandemic levels. Current demand suggests that culinary trends are shifting to incorporate more bold flavors inspired by global and regional influences. The nearly $1.5 trillion at-home and away-from-home food market is forecast to grow around 8% in 2022, with at-home food outpacing away-from-home, according to the inaugural research between the two organizations. The research forecasts the complete food market to grow by 3-5% next year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 25th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.